Both of our texts today speak about the suffering involved in doing the will of the Father. We have this text from Acts. Stoning somebody to death is a horrible way to die. You know, they just keep throwing stones at you until your bones are broken, you have a concussion, your teeth are all knocked out. In other words, it's a mess. That's what the way they tried to kill Paul. They stoned him and dragged him out of the city, supposing that he was dead. But when the disciples gathered around him, he got up. And what did he do? He ran away. No, he entered the city. He went right back into that city. Now that's an apostle. You see, that's somebody zealous that the Father be known in his Son all over the world. On the following day, he left with Barnabas for another city, Derbe. And after they had proclaimed the good news to that city and made a considerable number of disciples, they returned to Lystra and Iconium and to Antioch. They went back where they started from, Antioch, the Antiochians in Syria. And then they strengthened the spirits of the disciples. Do you notice how people who are filled with the love of the Lord are always strengthening people, helping them, reminding them, loving them? It's the Spirit of God who takes over their whole life. And if we pray for that, we can get that. It'll change your life, so get ready for that. But to have that kind of fire. Huh? And so they appointed presbyters. That's an elder. That's where the Presbyterians get their name. And the short for that is priest. And they commended them to the Lord in whom they had put their faith. And then they went on now tracing their return back. And when they got to Antioch, the Antioch in Syria, they called everybody together and reported what God had done with them. What a beautiful way to put it, huh? They told everybody what God did with them and how he opened the door of faith to the Gentiles. And then they spent no little time with the disciples. That's so beautiful. And so now it's clear that believing in Jesus Christ is not an aspect of Judaism. It is the saving word for the whole universe. It's outside the bonds of the Jewish people. They're called. Some have come, many have not. And we pray for that. When the Jewish people turn to the Lord, the history of the world will change. And we'll have a first Jewish pope, or a second, I guess, because we had Peter. Now the gospel, we're going on with John 14. Jesus said to his disciples, what did he say to his disciples? Peace. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. That's a promise. That's a promise. So where does that peace come from? Trusting God and obeying God. But if the Lord says he's going to give it to us, he gives us the capacity to trust the Father with our whole life and to obey him. And so, now you heard me tell you I'm going away and I will come back to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I'm going to the Father. That's interesting, isn't it? Instead of being so sad that I'm leaving you, you ought to be happy. I'm going to live, you know, in heaven now. And I'll come lots. I'll come every day. I no longer speak much with you. This is, in his context, this is John 14. This is just before the Passion. For the ruler of the world is coming. He has no power over me. But the world must know that I love the Father. That's the reason for that. To completely fulfill the Father's will for our salvation, for our eternity with God. And between where we are and eternity with God, there is the block of sin and darkness. We can't get from here to there. So Jesus came and took all the sins of himself and died in an act of love. You know, they call that satisfaction, right? Making up. Aquinas has a very interesting question. He has lots of them, as you know. Whether the passion of the Lord, his death and so forth, brought about our redemption by way of satisfaction. Make up for all the evil that we've done and keep doing. And he said, a person makes satisfaction for something when they offer to the offended person something of equal or greater worth than that which they lost. He said, now, God the Father lost our love, our trust, our obedience, our care for one another. He lost all that in sin. But Jesus gave it back to him in the act of love in which he died. We're saved not by the pain, but by the love. And that's what he's saying here, you see. The world must know that I love the Father and that I do just as the Father has commanded me. Now, we should pray that the Holy Spirit give us a glimpse into the life of the Trinity, an infinite fire of love. And out of that, we were saved. Because it's that fire, that love, by which the Lord gave himself back to the Father, and therefore gave the Father something greater than he lost through our sins. So he made up for them. And what made up for our sins? Love. So what should we do? Love.